Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
A local man has a mission we can all get behind, helping children in Uganda go to school. Let's go in-depth with Nuper Nunakoven from Pella. Nuper, tell us a little bit about Mission Uganda.
A year ago, I went to Uganda for the first time. There, I met this woman named Margaret. We were supposed to meet together. What happened is all the teachers, we're talking about a four-county area called Mukuno District. And in this district, it's very poor, and there was a huge problem because the kids cannot move on to the next level of education unless they pass a state-required test. Well, one big problem was they didn't have math sets, which is a protractor, compass, ruler, triangle. So they would flunk the math section and not pass the test. And I would see some of these kids, they're so intelligent, boys and girls, who it's just a tragedy that they can't pass the test to move on. Otherwise, they're doomed to become probably a young mother at 14 and sweep a dirt floor the rest of their life and everything. Boys, they would have to run a hoe, okay, just menial labor. And it was just such a tragedy. So the schools went to Margaret. Of course, she has no money. She was praying, God, you got to bring me somebody. I guess it was me. She presented this, but it was a large amount of money. We were talking about like $24,000. Well, that's more than me and my wife could do, okay? We tried to give our part, but they wouldn't leave me alone. And last summer, I struggled, but finally I decided to, okay, I'm going to try to do this. So I went to my church, and they liked it. So the young people, they're right now doing a great big fundraiser for me. But once Margaret found out, okay, I think Nuper will be able to bring the mass sets, okay, raise the money. She went then to all those school districts and told them, this is going to happen. They then decided to put this together where they would do a rally at the sub-county headquarters. In this four-county area, there's 14 sub-counties. And they decided to have a rally, bring 30 to 40 schools at a time to this rally, and present the math sets.
Math sets.
That was the instigator of this whole deal.
Right. What's a math set?
A math set is a little packet with a compass, a protractor, a ruler, and a triangle. And they've never seen that thing. And their school supplies are ancient, okay? Well, they go to pass the state-required test. They can't pass. It's like me and you don't have a calculator. There's no way we can answer half the problems.
Right. And so what age of kids are these?
These are probably grade school, probably primary school, okay? I think it's primary, secondary, and college.
Okay, so like they're 9 or 10, mm-hmm. 12 years old, yep, and then that's the end of their education if they can't pass a math test?
I'd say they can't get from, I think they can't get from grade school to junior high would be the best way to describe it, or to from junior high, grade school to high school.
Because they lack the tools.
That one little $1.60 thing is keeping a very intelligent kid from moving on, yes. And that's the rules
that's
in Uganda.
Tragic!
There's the kids' life is like, okay, you either are doomed to be a mommy at 14 or something, or run a hoe, or you can go on and become a doctor. I'm not kidding. And I've seen these kids, I could tell right now, they are so smart, it's unbelievable. So that was the original problem. My problem, though, I found out a third of the kids don't get nothing to eat all day. These cooks make this great big deal of maize soup. And you get a bowl of soup for lunch, okay? It's your lunch. A third of the kids wouldn't get nothing to eat.
So
I saw that a year ago. So I had $1,000 extra just to get home. And I said to Margaret, here, you take this, put it into shillings. So at a school, she'd hold up $70. And that would buy lunch for the whole school for 3 months. They went crazy. And now I'm trying to buy $171. We'll buy maize soup for the whole school for the whole school year.
Say that over again.
$170 buys maize soup for every student in the school for the entire school year.
I can give you $170 right now. Know that I'm going to feed
a whole school for the whole school year. I also found out the 450 uniforms, a third of the kids are orphans. I didn't know that till just, I thought they were just poor kids. So they can't go. So can you imagine, Bob, you are sitting outside of the school. Me and you are kids. Everybody's else in grade school, having fun, playing games, learning. They get out of school. They talk about what they're learning and all the fun. You don't know anything. You are a total outcast just because you don't have a uniform.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Nuper Nunakoven about Mission Uganda.
So they need uniforms too.
$15 buys a uniform. I'm buying 450 uniforms. $15, 7,000.
So I give you 150 bucks, I buy 10 uniforms.
Yes,
so that's 10 more kids that get into this school.
Exactly. Yeah. The math sets, we're going to be in 3 weeks, 14 rallies, handing out 15,000 math sets. And not all the kids get them, only the gifted ones. Okay? That's the way it is there. The kids that are getting the math sets have already been picked out by the teachers and the principals. The kids that are getting the uniforms have already been measured. And the ladies right now, we've already sent the money for the uniforms. The ladies are making, as we speak, fitted. The kids are getting the uniforms? No, they're getting them. The porridge, that's a big number. 450 times 171 is about 70-some thousand dollars, see? And how much porridge can I raise? What I thought in my mind was that I would go back to Uganda for 3 weeks, and the most I could go to would be 30 schools. And I wanted to buy uniforms for maybe a family per school and porridge and give out the mass sets. But what happened is when Margaret met with the school officials, they decided to bring the schools together for a rally and do that 14 times. So now it's 450 schools. And I'm still trying to buy uniforms, 450 uniforms for one child per school and porridge. You know, so $15 buys a uniform. $171 buys porridge for the entire school for the whole 9-month school year. Just $171. But there's a lot of schools. So what has happened is this small idea, or this $1.60 math set, okay, has grown into this massive mission that we're going to do in Uganda, 14 rallies. And I'm asking Margaret, well, how many people will this be? And she says, Nuper, just thousands of people. She, when I told her this was going to happen, she said she is so excited, and all her team, because all the parents are coming to this rally. All the teachers are coming to the rally, and all the community leaders are coming to the rally. And now what's going on is in Uganda, in this Mukuno district, they are hearing about Pella. They're hearing about Pella, Iowa, and this group of people, and that we are trying to raise money to do this. And they are wondering, who are these people? Because nobody really helps them much, okay? So it is very exciting there, what's going to happen. We're going to show a film at night, okay, called the Jesus Film. And that happened where, and we'll be showing it on a side of a building or on big white sheets. These people have never seen a movie. They've never seen anything in color. It's going to be in their dialect of Luganda. They've never, ever heard anything in their own dialect. So this is just going to be, we can't even imagine how big these crowds will be.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Nuper Nunakoven about Mission Uganda.
Wow, it must just be heartbreaking.
Heartbreaking. These kids would be sitting outside the property, and I said to Margaret, why don't those kids come and join us? Well, come on. Well, and she said, they can't. They can't come on the property, Nuper, because they don't have uniforms. So I went over and sat with them, talked to them a little bit. It just broke my heart. I thought, man, what if it was me and I didn't get to go to school because I didn't have a uniform? And when I found out these kids don't get anything to eat, in fact, Bob, I'm in my office now, I'm having breakfast, and I'm trying not to eat all day just to know what it feels like not to go or to go to school and not eat all day. I can't do it. I can't imagine trying to focus on school if you're so hungry. And then the thing is, these kids, when they go home, they have to walk miles to get water. Every day for these kids is whether we'll get a drink of water, whether we'll have another meal. I'm not kidding. So it breaks my heart, and I am just trying to see what I can do to help. Also, Bob, it's not just this mission now. I know I'm probably going to be going back to Uganda probably the rest of my life. And now I'm just constantly thinking, what if we could start this for them, like entrepreneurships or a business, maybe a sewing center where women sew that they can raise some money. What if we gave a household things like chickens or something, or a couple pigs that they could, you know, start to raise income so they can buy their porridge? That's the big dream. I've asked Margaret, why are they so poor? Why are they so far behind? And the main thing was because of corruption. They got their freedom from England in 1957. But since then, they've had seven very corrupt political regimes, and that's the problem. And
some horrible dictatorships.
That was Idi Amin, mm-hmm. where he was. And so Margaret's father lived through that. It was just horrible, okay? They are way behind. So I'm dreaming big. I don't know what will all happen. Also, there's a team from here. I have a team, four others with me going, and that is so exciting. And now they're going to see what happens there, and they're going to come back excited. And I literally hope to take hundreds of people with me to Uganda so they can see this and come back excited too. You know, in our world right now, there's lots of troubles. There's lots of negative stuff, negative talk, news. This is positive, okay? And like the kids right now at my church are doing all kinds of fundraisers, all that they thought of. They're all excited about it and passionate about it, and it's just creating lots of excitement. I've been going to businesses to talk, and that's kind of scary to walk into a business and say, I'd like to talk to you about this. Never have I been rejected. And people, you know what? People in this town, they're generous. They have compassion. And I think it's because the story, it's a good story. I mean, and I'm amazed too that they even trust me, that they trust me, what I'm saying is true, and they want to help. So
I know that we've got listeners that are just waiting until I say, how can we help?
Yeah. What I'm trying to do, Bob, basically is tell the story. And I'm just telling the story of what happened. We probably have the money raised to buy the mask sets. We've already sent the money for the uniforms. They're being made right now. My biggest challenge is, how much porridge can I buy? Okay, $171 times 140 is like over $70,000. That's a lot of money, okay? When you think just 171, like even you thought, really? I could buy porridge for the whole school so the kids could eat. And it's not much money, but this thing has got so big, okay? So what I really need is, if people could go on the website called Mission 2 Uganda, and then you can read the whole story of what we're doing, and you could also see how to donate, okay? But you see, Bob, what happened here is I couldn't do this on my own. I needed a whole community to pull this off, and that's why I have to get out and tell the story, see? And I'm thrilled that you would come here and listen to me so I could tell the story to all your listeners.
Will you talk to me when you get back?
Of course. I'll talk to anybody about Mission Uganda. It's my passion. Bob, I'm telling you, I think about this 24/7. I can't sleep at night. I get up in the middle of the night, and maybe I'll send off more letters, or maybe I'll do this. This is what I believe. I'm 61 years old. This is the most significant thing I've done in my life so far. Okay, and I've done a lot of good things. Since 2000, I've done lots of mission trips, mainly to Russia and stuff. But
some reason, this is where I'm at now. And Bob, I want to tell you, as a farm boy, sometimes I'm sitting there in Uganda and I'm just looking, I'm looking around and I think, how did this farm boy from Pella ever end up here? It's amazing.
Thanks to Nooper Nunnikoven for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.